Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, Kev. I guess this is where we ask you if you're all caught up on what we do in
Child's
the shadows.
Play.
Have you started What We Do in the Shadows yet? We'd like for you to start that
next week. Next week, I'm going to start that. My third walkthrough. We finished our second playthrough.
Oh, fuck us. Yeah. Fucking awesome.
Yeah. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Are we all stuff. Caught up on Chucky?
I haven't watched last week's episode.
Oh my God, Doug. It's gonna be like your favorite.
It gets wilder and wilder, it's man.
Like they are starting to do some really heavy interweaving and like more so like the story is really getting fleshed out now and it hits the ground and you're just like, holy shit, like it's really good. So I can't wait for you to watch it.
I liked everything I've watched, right? But yeah, the last I saw was the introduction of Andy Barkley. Andy Barkley, was that his name? Andy is fine. It was the introduction of him and the babysitter, I guess. I guess that's who that character. I don't remember who she is.
He says like foster sister or something like that.
Sister. Yeah, she's from the second movie. That's right. That's who she is.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what it is. Yeah. Yep. So she's back, but it's like the original actress, I think.
It's too. The original actress, yeah. Correct. Yep. I mean, they're bringing fucking everybody back. And that's the thing is like this. I remember seeing the actress and she was just like, I never thought I'd play this character again. Like, right? but here we are. Like,
mm-hmm.
I knew there was a new episode like the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, but I just was so busy that week that I just didn't watch anything. But can we talk about Jer and I watched a movie. Mm-hmm. Jer, Daniel B, and I watched a movie last week starring Bruce Campbell called Black Friday.
Yep.
And it has Devon Sawa in it, who also is in Chucky. And they go into the break room and an episode of Chucky is on the break room TV.
Yep.
But a scene without Devon Sawa. But I remember thinking like, is that this week's episode? Is that a shot from the episode that might be airing on replay on Sci-Fi, like Thanksgiving night? Like, who knows? I'm so curious. Like, I remember kind of what we saw in that scene, so I'm gonna watch that episode and I'm gonna see if it is. But I think it's from like the first episode. But I'm curious.
Yeah, Black Friday was a ton of fun. Kev, I'm sorry you missed out.
It's fine. I think I was at. Doing stuff. I can't remember.
You might have been sick or you might have been at the, no, it wasn't the wrestling show. Cause you just, I mean, that was later in the week.
No, he wasn't feeling good.
I think you were sick.
Yeah. Might've been sick or yeah.
Or you might've been at the wrestling thing. Cause you did do that.
No, the wrestling thing was on Friday.
Was it?
And I was good by then.
Well, it wasn't Friday. It was like maybe went Tuesday night, I think it was.
Oh yeah, that was like peak. That was when it hit hard. So I was in bed by like 8, I think.
Yeah,
we were watching Black Friday while he was lining up at GameStop.
Yeah, while he was actually going to Black Friday.
Yeah, I wanted to get that one item that everyone had anyway. Mm-hmm. It was just energy vampire vibes, man. You just sit there and you just talk with everyone in line. And they can't go anywhere because they don't want to lose their spot.
That's right.
Feeding ground, man.
Have they mentioned that? Like, that would be like, that's like the prime place for him,
right?
Yeah,
that should be like, they may have like, mentioned it. Like, I love that. Yeah, he's like, yeah, he does because he mentions he loves lines.
And it's like, he should be like, that's my real Thanksgiving. I go there and I just feast on everybody, and then I'm good for a month.
No, you like phone launches. Oh, yeah. Love them.
No. Oh, and then he should be like, and then I go to the airport around Christmas and I just feed on the energy there. I buy a ticket to nowhere and just hang around inside for a couple hours.
God. So amazing. I watched a couple things. I watched a couple movies and both of them I do recommend. I watched House of Gucci and I was not. Okay. So Ashley really wanted to see this movie. I had.
Did she know that it was 4 hours long?
I had absolutely zero interest in this movie. I was but I wanted to do it for her. I was like, all right, she never gets to go see anything. It's always Marvel this and Spider-Man that and fucking, you know, whatever, DC. Like, she's always coming to see the movies I want to. So, I went and saw it with her, and I was fucking so engaged. I was not expecting to enjoy it so much. I was like, holy shit. I thought it was a really good movie. I didn't know anything about the family, the Gucci family or anything. Like, I came away looking at that, and I was like, why would anyone fucking buy from this shit? Like, what a terrible fucking story. And it was a story of hostile takeovers and a shitty family. And I come to find out, not one person from the Gucci family actually works for Gucci anymore. And and then Ashley was like, well, that's the story of most companies nowadays. So I was like, yeah, you're right. But yeah,
they get out and they sell to other corporations, and that's why Walmart owns so much shit.
And so I think Lady Gaga will probably win an Academy Award. I think Jared Leto will probably win an Academy Award.
He wear it too.
He'll dress as an Academy. Yeah.
Well, I could not believe. I know he was in this movie. I did not know what character he played. And up until this point, when I looked it up right now, I can't fucking believe what character he played, because holy shit, it doesn't even look like him or sound like him. It was a complete transformation. Oh my God, I cannot believe that is here. Okay, I'm going to show you right now.
I saw some pictures of when the movie was out. They were talking about like the prosthetic work that they had to do on him, because he's like fat and balding.
Right? Yep. Yeah. That, yep. Right there. It doesn't look anything like Jared Leto. And this is a huge Academy Award movie. I think it was really great. It was a really, really good movie. I couldn't believe it. So anyways, I went and saw that. And then we went early in the morning, and there was two other people in the theater. Perfectly fine. So we did that, and then also I watched Clerk over the week, and that is a look into Kevin Smith's life and career from his childhood. Somebody wanted to do a documentary about him, and he agreed and like let Malcolm Ingram into his life, and got interviews from a ton of people. And saw some cool footage from Stan Lee, and they went and talked to Ben Affleck and everybody. Like it was a really, really good movie. It was a really good documentary. So if you're into documentaries and you like Kevin Smith, you should definitely watch that.
Did they patch things up? Are they good now?
Yeah. Yeah. They patched things up. They patched things up a while back.
Because probably before the Jay and Silent Bob reboot, right? Wasn't he in it or supposed to be in it or something?
Yeah, he's in that movie. So they patched things up. I think when Ben got Batman, I think that...
Or maybe when he had his heart attack?
No, I think it was before that. Because I think that they started talking again when Ben became Batman. And then he was like, holy shit, dude, like you're Batman now. Like all your dreams have come true. And I think they started talking then. And then, of course, the heart attack probably pushed everybody back to, you know, as friends. I'm sure it helped. But Ben did in the documentary. He was like, I owe my career to Kevin Smith, because without him, no one else was putting me in a movie. He put me in two movies, and he put me in Chasing Amy as a lead. And then he produced Good Will Hunting. Good Will Hunting would not have happened without Kevin Smith.
Yep. I didn't know that.
Yep.
It was talking about how he was writing it while they were filming Maybe Chasing Amy, but maybe they were writing it during Mallrats, but he was talking about it, I think, on the set of Mallrats. And yeah, Kevin Smith was like, holy shit, this is really good. Like, who's making this? Well, no one yet. Okay, well, you let me know if I can help. And that's how I became a producer on the movie. Yeah.
Him and Scott Mosier became executive producers. So, yep. Wow. And so they were like, we pretty much owe our careers to Kevin Smith. him and Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
that's pretty much what I've been up to this week.
Right on.
Anyone else?
Played a bunch of games. Like I said, I've been playing that Resident Evil 4 VR, and it's been fantastic. Just going through Persona. I'm almost finished with Persona 5, surprisingly. I'm over 70 hours into it, and I think I'm about 3/4 of the way through the game. Really enjoying that. Man, once again, I reiterate, go see Ghostbusters Afterlife. I want to talk about it so bad. I enjoyed it. It was a good nostalgia trip, but it was a great movie altogether. And I can't wait till everyone sees it so we can talk about it. I'm trying to think of what else we watched. I think, like I said, we watched a lot of What We Do in the Shadows. So that's, I like rewatched everything. So it was funny catching up with that as well. So yeah, that's about it for me.
Douglas,
what did I do this last week? I don't know, man. I was busy all week. I don't know if I necessarily watched a lot of stuff because home with the family, busy with the family, didn't necessarily sit down and watch a lot of TV. So yeah, I didn't watch any Yellowstone, didn't watch Chucky. Katie and I have been talking about starting up Letterkenny again for the umpteenth time because new season drops on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Season 10, I believe. But we haven't started that yet. Video game wise, I was going to use this week to play some Assassin's Creed, and I've never felt like I've been in like the right headspace to play, because that's a game you kind of have to kind of concentrate on. It's a little, you know, it's more story driven than I was wanting to put into a game. So I got a couple of games on the Steam sale. Well, I say a couple, I think I got one. The Viscera Cleanup Detail, which is another one of those cleaning games, but this one you go in, the idea is that you're going into like a place where terrible accidents have happened, like sort of like Alien or zombies or whatever, like something came through, people fought there, there's a lot of dead bodies, and your job is to clean it all up, all the blood and stuff. And it's fun in that, like, I like just the monotonous, like, you know, turn your brain off and maybe watch friends on the other monitor play Call of Duty or Hunt Showdown or whatever, right? And like hang out in a voice chat and just do something mindless. But I do have issues with the game overall. There's some, like, you can only, if you have a mop, you can only like clean up like 4 blood splatters before you have to go wash your mop out. And then the mop bucket only has like 4 uses before the water's too dirty to use anymore.
Hate it.
And then you can easily knock over the mop bucket and spill the dirty mop water everywhere if you walk too close to it, or if you don't hit to clean the mop in the right angle, you can punch it over and knock it over. That is so fucking, I just like, where's my power washer? Where's a fucking vacuum? Because there's like just trash everywhere. Just let me have like a power vacuum or something to suck up all the shell casings and the like leftover Chinese takeout containers like that are scattered around the level.
So I have a question. Can you upgrade the bucket to allow more? Or
I have seen absolutely nothing for upgrade capabilities for any of the like tools.
That sucks.
Yeah, you can find some additional cleaning like tools around levels, like it's like a broom and like this like laser gun thing that is used to, because you use it, you point it at a wall and it like shoots where like a bullet hole is, and it like patches the wall up. It like melds the, because like metal walls, so it melds them back together and gets rid of the bullet hole, which is part of the cleaning process. But like, that's it. That's all I found. Because I'm like, give me a power hose. Let me power hose this fucking blood away. So something like that's kind of annoying. But in on average, it takes about 2 hours to do a level. It's a long, you know, because there's a lot of fucking stuff. And then at the end, when you go to like in the job, they give you the option to like, how well do you think you did? And one of them was like, oh, I know, I'm a god cleaner. Like I'm so good at this. Like I have no problem with the work I did. And one's like, I think I did okay, but I can fill out some paperwork. Which then you have to fill out paperwork. Ugh. Which is like, how many dead bodies did you dispose of? How many shell casings did you pick up? Like, approximately. And then you have to fill out all this paperwork. And that typically gives you better results because they like to see that you worked harder. Because if you just go, oh, I'm good, I did fine. Even if you got like 99% clean, they still ding you on it because they're like, you said you did good. You didn't do good enough, you know? So, stuff like it's kind of a butt, especially when it's again, it's like, oh, it's fucking 3 hours cleaning this fucking place. And I got demoted because I missed something.
Yeah, that's so not
kind of annoying in that regard. I tried XO1, the new game out that's on Game Pass.
What's that one?
You play as like a disc that flies through different planets and stuff.
Oh, okay. XO,
super chill, probably really good on drugs. It was fun. I played for a bit.
That's the one where you are like a spaceship or some shit?
Yeah, like a ball. Yeah, it's like a spaceship. Ball thing. It's a ball, and then like you can like flatten down and you can to glide. You're like a sphere and you flatten into like a frisbee and you just kind of glide. And like it's a small game. I think it's only like 3 to 7 gigs or something like that. Oh, but like pretty. The amount of like, yeah, it's free on Game
really
Pass.
Pretty.
Yeah, it's very pretty. Well, that's where it's at. And like the super chill. So that was a fun one. And then the most recent game I've been playing has been The Hunter Call of the Wild, which is free on Epic right now for a few more days. Well, actually, you know what? I don't know if it's free anymore. I think it was it free is. Up until December 2nd.
Oh, yeah.
Which I guess would be today.
Mm-hmm. Today until 10 a.m. So if you've listened to this podcast before 10 a.m. After
10, yeah, sorry. Sorry about that. Again, fun game.
If
couple of issues I have with it.
If you're on our Discord,
you or Patreon,
you will see... there's a notification all the time. Mm-hmm. There's a free game section in our Discord and it posts all the free stuff for PC games. So you can, if you're missing out, make sure you check it out because it'll list it as soon as it goes live and then you can pick them up for free.
Yep. So again, I'm enjoying it. There's still some issues I have with it. Like they want you to spend an ungodly amount of money on stuff. Like even in real life, like these guns don't cost $48,000 for some of these rifles. Like that's ridiculous. I will not pay the price of a car for a fucking gun. Get out of here. Buying 20 rounds. And I know that ammunition is expensive right now, but it should not cost me $800 to buy 20 rounds. That's ridiculous. Like that's a little scaled. And I look to see if there's a way to set the spawn rate because I don't feel like there's enough animals in this giant fucking map. Because you can walk around the wilderness for 2 hours without seeing anything. You'll hear things. You'll hear calls, but you can follow tracks, but you may not run into anything, which is annoying. And people were talking like, well, it's a hunting game. Like, that's what you do when you hunt. You go sit in a deer blind and you wait. And it's like, I'm playing a fucking video game. Like, if I wanted to go hunt, I would go hunt. Like, I wouldn't go do the thing. I don't want to sit at my computer desk staring out into the CG wild for 3 fucking hours to wait for a deer to pass. Like, things should be scaled a little more appropriately or they should give you the option to scale too. Like, you should have like, dude, I just want to go shoot some animals. I just want to go like, collect trophies and, like, I don't want the realistic setting, you know, like you turn that should be an option to turn on or off for realism, I guess, if you want the realistic take on hunting. But it's been fun otherwise. Very pretty also, super chill. So perfect. That's really what I've been up to.
All right. Okay. That's it for Thirsty Thursday. Tomorrow we got Fan Friday. We got some great questions. I may have asked a couple. So stay tuned for that. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.